things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to Week 8 edition of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
And happy are you?
I actually am pretty happy.
Are you?
I feel pretty good about that game.
Well, let's first start off before we get going. What are we drinking?
Whiskey Coke.
And then, I'm whiskey water.
Yeah.
And I was expecting more.
Yeah, well, you don't always get what you expect, do you?
The last few weeks I haven't been.
So. Remind me next week.
Oh,
I need
sure.
Reminders.
Yeah, it's not his fault. It's my fault for not reminding him.
That's what I said.
So you're saying you feel okay about this? This loss?
Apparently you don't agree, but I feel better about this loss than I have about some of our wins this year. I thought we did great. I mean, we lost by 1 point. Against
what was the score?
I don't know. What was the score?
32-31.
32-31. Okay. I knew we lost by 1 point. So we lost by 1 point against a division leader, one of the best, or right now the best offense in the league, mm-hmm. at their home stadium, and we had just a myriad of injuries. To deal with.
That's how you say that? I saw that on the script. I was trying. Myriad. 32. We lost 33-32.
You didn't know either.
So I was. I would have known it if it was in the script.
Oh, my bad. I feel pretty good about it. We had a lot against us going into this.
No, we sure did.
Yeah. And it kind of feels like more injuries equals better offense, so let's just keep knocking them out.
Maybe get some of the defensive players back. I think that's what really hurt us on this game. Mm-hmm. And we'll get more.
How'd you feel
that.
About the game overall?
I thought it was a great game. It was a lot of fun, back and forth. You said it. You picked it. You were correct in saying that it was going to be offensive scoring game. I thought our defense would hold up better, but
seems like every time we play in a dome. This happens. Every time we play the Falcons
especially
or the Cardinals,
it's
a game.
The one thing that really surprised me, and I kept joking about it, was the I kept saying, boy, I didn't realize that they had such a stellar defensive line because they were just manhandling our offensive line.
More so in the second half, I'd say.
Hmm.
That okay. I was happy with how the line was playing in the first half. But they did kind of seem to break down as the game went on. So you remember how when the season started, I think we brought up in the preseason episode
mm-hmm.
that the Packers supposedly had the easiest strength of schedule for the season?
Sure. And all the Viking fans, oh, Jared figures they always favor the Packers.
But it's the NFL. There's parity.
Right.
Things change.
We said that.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, according to Football Outsiders, we've had the third most difficult schedule so far this year.
You can't trust Football Outsiders, though.
Because they're outsiders?
They are outside. They're not on the inside. So,
It kind of goes to show we don't know what we're talking about.
Exactly. And we prove it every week. But, again, for my feeling on it, it was a very good game. It was an enjoyable game. That's the first thing you always want to be. It was tight right to the very end. So let's break it down on the offense.
Aaron Rodgers, what'd you think?
Oh, it looks like the Aaron that we thought we lost.
Could it be? Could it be he's back?
We'll have to wait and see.
It's 2 weeks now. He's played well.
But he's throwing the ball in those tight spots. He's scrambling.
If anything, he seems to have his confidence back.
He had that nice deep throw to to Nelson with that, and he actually sidearmed it a little bit and threw it. How far was it? Do you remember what
the catch itself was 58, but he ran after, so it was probably like 30 or so yards in the air.
So it was pretty awesome. It was
So Rodgers ended up 28 of 38, 246 yards, and 4 touchdowns. I don't know if that counts as rushing touchdown. I don't think it does. That doesn't count it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so he had 5 total rushing touchdowns. But he was also the rushing leader on the game for both teams.
That's pretty
pathetic. 60 yards rushing
and
a touchdown.
I mean, 60 yards is great for the quarterback, but for both teams, nobody else could rush.
Well, we didn't have a running back, so that was fair on our side. They had no excuse.
Yeah, that surprises me that they didn't have more than 60 by one guy.
Yeah, they're known for throwing a lot.
And they very potent offense.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, I felt really good about it, especially how the offense was playing. You did see some signs of repetition from what we've seen earlier this year, where the offense looks great right out of the blocks, especially that first drive. We always look good the first drive.
Yep, yep.
And then we kind of start falling apart, especially in the second half. We aren't quite clicking and making the plays we need to make like we do at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, and
the efficiency's not there.
So you start the game, you're all hyped up, they start playing like they do, then all of a sudden they're like 3 and out. You're like, what? What's going on? They're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
But
and you know, they still did look pretty good in the second half, but the O-line started to struggle a little bit. Allison had that big drop, the guy who we didn't even really know who he was before the game.
Right.
And then the run game was struggling because we didn't really have a run game besides Rodgers.
We didn't have a run game. We didn't have a runner. The guy we picked up, we let go. Which
traded for
Nile
Davis. He's gone already.
Yeah, that really surprised me.
Then he got picked up by the Jets and let go the same day.
Oh.
So he's having a rough time.
Well, that stinks.
That does stink.
It's like, who's the former linebacker who got picked up?
Hawk.
He got picked up by Atlanta. And wasn't it Atlanta that picked him up?
Maybe.
And then two days later he got let go. But
yeah. But Rodgers did look good running. He got us a lot of first downs running the ball. So you got to be grateful for that.
Jordy had a nice game. He looked good.
Ended up 4 catches, 94 yards. He had that long one that you brought up. It's good to see him making deep routes again. However, he did hurt his hand. So he has been limited in practice this week. So we'll see how that progresses. We're recording this. I don't think we said.
No.
We're recording this on Wednesday. I've been a little sick, so we're a little behind the curve here. But we'll get it up as soon as we can.
And for those of you who know Sean, although I don't blame you for thinking this, it wasn't the bottle flu. He actually had a legit sickness. He wasn't...
Yeah, for once.
Yeah, so he wasn't praying to the porcelain gods.
So I drank through it, and I'm here now. Devontae Adams had another good
really
game.
Really, a nice game. Yeah.
He's had nice game after nice game. He's fun to watch. He gets open, and then once he gets the ball, he's good at making the defenders miss.
Yep.
So it's fun to watch him play.
Yeah,
and
totally,
it's good to have that dependable guy there. Kind of seems like a young driver, which I think we've said before about him and Montgomery. Give me as many Donald drivers as you like. We'll keep taking them. What do you think of Ripkowski?
I agree with you when you say that. If you could switch the numbers and the name, you'd swear it was Kuhn in there.
Yeah, it feels like Kuhn knew we couldn't afford him. I think I told you during the game. So it's like he went in his garage and made another Kuhn and just gave him to us, said, here you guys go, I'm moving on.
And I haven't heard how he's doing. He had that huge game with New Orleans because Kuhn got picked up by New Orleans.
He's basically doing the same thing he did with us. He's you know, there when they need him, and he's stealing goal line touchdowns from fantasy owners. me.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Okay. And then I see you, instead of where in the world is...
Carmen Sandiego.
It's where in the world is Richard Rodgers.
Where is he?
I don't know. I've wondered
Jared
that,
Cook,
too.
He's still out with the injury, and I'm I haven't really heard anything about his injury, actually. Hopefully we get him back soon.
Right.
But Richard Rodgers, he was kind of a big deal last year. Mm-hmm. He's not the greatest tight end in the world, but he was getting a lot of targets. You haven't really heard his name.
No. No, and in a game like we had on Sunday where it's heavy, heavy, heavy on the passing, you'd think they would try to work in Richard, but I don't know. Maybe he's not having a very good year. Maybe he's injured. We don't know.
Maybe. So as far as the running backs go, we talked about dropping Nile Davis. That was a bit of a surprise. Mm-hmm. The rookie we have out there, he actually looked, I thought, decent. I was pretty happy with the way he was running. It's Don something, right? Mm-hmm. I feel bad not knowing, but Montgomery was out. He's been a good running back for us, running back wide receiver. He apparently
has
sickle cell trait, so that's why he was having weird like kidney problems, and that's why they held him out. But he should play this week, so that's good to see.
That is really good.
He'll be good to have back. hopefully Cobb's back as well.
Mm-hmm.
With his hamstring, I heard he's been limited, but we'll see. Get those guys back on the field. And then do you want to talk about the defense?
What do you mean? Do I want to? Yeah, I want to talk about it.
Well, let's hear it.
Oh, you want? Do I want to be the
ahead.
One?
Yeah, let's hear it.
No, go ahead. I'll jump in. I like what you
You'll
do
jump
there.
In. Okay.
That way I can keep drinking while you're talking.
Start out with some good news. Quentin Rollins back at practice.
I did hear that. I just saw that before we came in the booth.
Okay. Gunter was lined up all night on Julio Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of Julio Jones? They don't bring him up much.
No, not at all. Julio.
Yeah, so as your daughter, my sister, pointed out during the game, I think it was in the first quarter still. She's like, how many times do we have to hear the name Julio Jones? But he's a great receiver.
He is.
And we might have gotten a little lucky that he hurt his ankle. He tweaked it coming down from a jump.
Yep.
And it seemed to have affected him. But I believe Gunter, he had safety help the whole game, so that's part of it. But he had a solid game. I believe he held Julio to 3 catches, 34 yards, I think it was.
You got to think that ankle injury is going to – he came back from it.
Mm-hmm.
But the way you saw it and the way he was limping off and did come back, but it's probably going to at least nag him for quite a while.
Yeah.
And that's horrible for a receiver.
Yeah. But it was good for us this week.
It was. It didn't work out in total favor.
You never want to see a guy get hurt,
right,
no matter the team. But
that's
if
true.
It's going to happen, hopefully it's a one-week injury against the Packers. So I was happy with the way Gunter played. He had the safety help. I was actually – we had safety help on our cornerbacks pretty much the whole game. Kind of came back to bite us a couple times. There was 2 touchdowns we gave up that directly was because of the safety help. So that was tough to see, but it's kind of a pick-your-poison type thing.
Yeah, and there's no way you're going to be able to cover everybody. But.
So you got the young linebackers, Martinez and Ryan, that we've been talking about seemingly every week. What do you think of their game?
Every week, it's pretty much the same thing we talk about. They get sucked in, and they're playing too aggressively, as typically young guys do.
Yeah.
And so then they fall for the play-action pass.
They fall hard
for
the play-action.
Then their guy gets way behind him, catches the ball, and then, well, you know what happens. But
so we'll see with them. They've been good against the run typically. We've had games where we were happy with the where they played, games where we not so much. I think this was a not so much week.
Mm-hmm.
There was one you saw, I believe it was Martinez, he bit on a play action where he was full out running at the line when Ryan dropped back to pass, and you can't do that.
Well, I think we both went, oh!
Yeah.
Before he even let the ball left his hands.
So bad games for the both of them. I think it was Ryan who led up the Sanu touchdown at the end to kind of clinch it for the Falcons, but that's a mismatch anyways.
What do you what'd you think of the front 7?
Not what we've come to expect from our front 7. For a lot of the game, the pass rush was pretty non-existent. That we've, come to expect them to be hard-nosed, punch you in the mouth, push you backwards.
Right.
And it's just, I mean, we made their line look pretty good today.
Both of our lines made their lines look good.
Yeah. So
on both sides of the ball.
Not what we've come to expect. I know we were missing Matthews, but still, you'd like to see better. We did get a couple good pressure plays when we needed it. There was a couple where we just collapsed the pocket. You wouldn't even think Ryan would be able to bring his arm up. We were so close in on him, and he somehow gets the first down throw. He's
a great
player. They're an impressive passing offense.
They are very good.
Hyde had a really good day. I was happy with the way he played. Kenny Clark had a good game. He's not much of a pass rusher yet, at least. He's still really young. But he's really good against the run, and he hustles. He plays harder than, as hard or harder than anyone on the defense.
Yeah, that's great
to
see.
That's what you want. Mm-hmm. I think it was Lombardi who talked about he'd rather have, 11 or 22 guys who try harder than anyone but aren't all that talented than the most talented guys on the field who aren't putting their all in.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about cornerbacks getting extra help from the safeties. It's what you have to do, especially when you have the guys in that we do. We have so many injuries.
Great. Exactly. It's going to happen, especially against a team like them.
So do you remember that play? They were about to score the touchdown, and Bryce hit them at the line.
Just stopped them.
Just a wall.
I mean, literally, it's like if imagine riding a motorcycle at 50 miles an hour and you run into a brick wall. You're not going to go any further, and that's what it looked like.
It was impressive. Mm-hmm. It was a hit. Mm-hmm. So we almost got the goal line stand out of it. We stopped them, stuffed them first and second down against the run. Really went for the run or the pass on third down like you expected them to after there was just no hope.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran it pretty easily, got the touchdown, so that's tough to see. But yeah, so that's about all I have on the defense.
Okay.
I feel like we're kind of going quick this week. But
yeah, it's moving through pretty quick.
Fast-paced game, fast-paced podcast.
Special teams.
What do you think of Shum?
I thought it was great.
Yeah. We have a punter, it seems.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah. And who was who's the one that ran it back? Was that Davis?
Yeah.
Davis had that great run.
The rookie. Yeah. He ran back the kick, I think to about the 30 or the 25. And then he's the one that caught the touchdown in the corner.
Right.
With his hanging up out of bounds with his feet tapping that Rodgers threw to him.
Very nice. Very nice
so
play.
He had very good drive for him. And I'm happy with the way he's looked. He's a fast kid, too.
He is really fast. Reminds me of myself.
Oh, boy.
Clear.
So you want
to use the bathroom.
You want to give away the game ball?
No, you give it away this week. Are you ready?
Aaron Rodgers. Game ball. So just send me a quick text, Aaron. We'll get it out.
Yeah, I know. You guys communicate back and forth quite a bit.
Yeah, we're pretty close.
Well, one thing I wanted to throw in that just kind of happened today, again, we were recording on Wednesday, was the Vikings, Norv Turner stepped down as the offensive coordinator. But from what I heard, there's been some rumblings for a while that they haven't been happy with Norv. And they bring Pat Shurmur in the first of the year to be the tight ends coach, which is like a job that a guy with his credentials, that's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He was the head coach for Cleveland
Chargers
for a year. He was a fill-in for the Eagles and offensive
coach
coordinator.
For the Chargers.
I don't remember if he was head coach of the Chargers. But anyways, so he comes in as the tight end coach. So you know Norv has been looking over his shoulder since the first of the year. But anyway, so Norv.
Oh, you meant Shurmur.
Okay. Yeah.
I was talking about Norv being head coach.
No. I
see what's
Pat
going on.
Okay.
I got confused. Just ignore me.
Are you on meds or something?
I am.
But so Norv gave a press conference, I believe, said that it was just wasn't working. And kind of coach speak for they're letting me go. And so they put Pat Shurmur in his place, and we'll see. Pat from what I heard and remember, is he's more of a dink and dunk kind of a offensive coordinator. He does the short passes and stuff like that.
So I don't know if you remember last year, Shurmur took over play calling in Philly for Sam Bradford, mm-hmm. the Vikings quarterback, when he was with them, and it kind of turned their offense around.
Okay.
So I saw a theory, a Viking fan conspiracy theory.
Oh, never.
And they believe that Shurmur was calling the plays on offense rather than Turner for the first 4 weeks because of his familiarity with Bradford. And so after that, after their bye week, after the first 4 weeks, they gave it back to North because Bradford had some time to get acclimated, everything like that. And that's the 2 weeks since then that they've been just horrible
and
on offense.
That sounds like somebody who wants to believe that this is a really good deal. So.
Yeah, so there's your conspiracy theory from Viking Nation. Which, by the way, the sky is falling.
Of course.
I don't know if you ever listen to like the radio shows or anything,
because
we live
sure.
in Minnesota,
yeah.
and oh, it's bad. they thought they were unstoppable, and they're pretty worried at the moment after two
losses. Well, they should be.
And losing to the Bears.
let's talk about last week, the picks here. We both of us picked the Lions at Texas, and we both picked Texans.
No, we both picked the Lions.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, or no, you did pick the Texans. That's right. So you picked the Texans. I got it right picking the Lions.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we both picked the Lions.
All right. And then,
which, by the way, they're looking good currently. They're 4-4.
Yep. The Vikings at the Bears. Sean picked the Vikings. And Dad picked the Bears on Monday night. And the Bears really looked pretty decent with Cutler in there.
Yeah, so
he's always good for a few games a year.
Especially when he comes back. They yep. tell him he loses his job. You know he's going to be a little,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to prove him wrong. So congrats.
Well, thank
you.
You
got that right.
And then we both picked the Packers over the Falcons. We both got that wrong. So that means
it's all tied up halfway through the season. And you're pretty happy about it.
Well, it's been a while.
It's been since week one.
Well, I'm saying besides week one, last year you got ahead and you stayed ahead.
Yeah.
And then so. All right, so this week's games, we got the Lions at the Vikings. Your pick is?
Lions.
I'm going to go with the Vikings.
All right. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah. See if it's just a one-week wonder here and I fall backwards or if I'm going to get a game on.
I think it'll be an interesting game.
I think so. You know, it's NFC North. They're always kind of goofy, but I think that it could go either way. I'm kind of playing into this new offensive coordinator. Vikings are starting to say, you know what, we got to turn this thing around. So. And then the Colts at the Packers. This is going to be a tough game.
Packers.
We got to get this one. We've got to get this one.
Obviously, you never know with the Colts when they have Andrew Luck because he's so talented.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And they've got a good receiving core.
They got T.Y. Hilton.
Right.
Who's likely out this week.
Really?
With a hamstring injury.
Oh, they're just setting us up.
There's a good chance.
No.
Well, he heard it in the first half last week, came back in after a while, and only had one catch the rest of the game. So we'll see if he plays, but their offensive line's horrible. He gets sacked more than anyone.
Mm.
And I like Andrew Luck, and I honestly think...
Well, I can tell you got the same facial hair.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
He has a neck beard. He doesn't shave the neck.
Oh, that's what the difference is. Otherwise, you got that Amish thing going.
I honestly think that looking back on it, he's going to be one of the best talents at quarterback in 40 years.
Wow.
But I don't know if they're going anywhere anytime soon with him because of the way the team's built around him.
Well, that's saying a lot.
Yeah, that's how I feel. So we'll see. And one nice thing, and maybe I need to knock on wood here, but they have one of the worst defenses in the league this year.
Mm.
So hopefully we can keep our offense on track.
Well, I don't know what stuff I was reading. I mean, everything I said, this is going to be a tough game for the Packers with their injuries and everything else. So, I don't know.
I think it'll be a close game. But those are my reasons for optimism.
Okay, well, I like optimism.
Well, that's good.
It's better than pessimism.
Yeah. You're a glass half full kind of guy.
Yeah, well, I don't like to let it get much past that.
I'm not a glass half full person. I'm more of a halfway to glass number two.
There you go.
Kind of person.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in again. And remember, if you get it on iTunes, please rate it, leave a comment. Join us on Facebook.
Yep. Email the show, even though we still don't have that figured out. So don't email the show.
we'll
figure something else out. Message us on Facebook.
It's kind of like when people, they don't figure out their voicemail. They go, this voicemail box is full.
So, yeah, thanks again for listening. Thanks for the patience with me being sick. I got some well wishes on Facebook. I really appreciate that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, one was from me. One was from your mom. But that's
yeah. And until next time.
Go Pack Go!
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, Go Pack Go!